Secretary, no, I wish to nominate the name of Honorable Lesoma.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lesoma. Is there any other hand for nomination? None whatsoever. Is there any second?
Sorry, can I propose that you continue, because you don't know what the member is going to say before she takes the chair.
No, I'm for the chair, the acting chair.
Thank you for Honourable Van der Walt.
Good morning, Honourable Members, and thank you so much for giving me this responsibility until further notice. The agenda item was only dealing with the election or nomination of the acting chair until further notice. And may I probably check with you, Ms. Collett, that do we have any apologies so that also we can deal with that one? Although we do call it.
Thank you, Acting Chair. No, there is no apologies. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Van der Walt, and followed by Honorable Markhauser and Honorable Kasim. Yes, please, you may go, ma'am.
Well, Chair, I am profoundly sorry that I have to do this to you after being appointed as the Acting Chairperson of the committee. We know you're capable, you've held this position before, but I would like to raise two or three points for notice by you and for our next meetings. First of all, Chairperson, there is a request to you that a report serves in front of this committee which indicates the steps that were taken prior to the ATC of this week on how to remove a chairperson of this committee. What exactly were those steps taken in accordance with the rules of Parliament? Secondly, Chair, there was a letter going around which had your signature on, which you reported to the Chief Whip of the ANC that it wasn't yours, and there were other members of the committee whose signatures were on it, and we would like to know exactly what the status of that investigation is, because this committee sets the example of ethic behavior of government officials, so therefore members serving on this committee must apply to the same ethics. And then, Chair, you have, I'm quite sure, that whatever is on the table and that is outstanding, that you will, on our request, continue with that, and that is the investigation or the minister to come up here before this committee on the expenditure resulting, inviting friends and family to the budget of speech, the cost thereof, as well as why she didn't appear, that be investigated. This is a committee doing Parliament's business, and I don't think ministers can just run away. And Chairperson, we would like to have this on the next meeting's agenda so we can deal with it and get over it. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Van der Waart. Honourable Kausa, over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to raise one or two points relating to what transpired in the past few weeks. As the EFF, we are not bothered as who chairs committees in this parliament, because the ANC is the governing party. But having said that, our work as parliamentarians as parliament and committees should not be disrupted by infighting and factionalism of the African National Congress. I just wish to raise and point out clearly that your issues must be dealt with in your caucus. It must not involve members of this committee. Work of committee must continue. The manner in which you behaved as the ruling party is totally unethical and unacceptable. Where committee work was halted for weeks only because you were fighting amongst yourself. It doesn't matter who chairs, doesn't matter who runs this committee, but to us, the voters who voted for us, who gave us the mandate to be in this parliament, we owe it to them to say to you and to the ANC, this has to stop. Work of committees must continue. You must sort yourselves out, away from us. So whatever that was halted should continue as planned. Work of the committees must not stop because of your factionalism. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Kasim.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to raise a concern both about our time as members of Parliament and the funds of the public. At the last meeting that was scheduled of this committee, members of Parliament used parliamentary flight entitlements to fly to Cape Town to attend that committee, the one where the minister was summoned to account on the matters that was raised by the Honourable Van der Waart, amongst other matters. And I also flew in, although my flight was delayed. As I was coming into Parliament, I was told the meeting is now not sitting because the minister didn't come and there was all other issues around why the minister apparently didn't come. Money, public money was wasted for members of Parliament to come to Cape Town to be able to come here from their constituencies. Their time was wasted and no business, substantial business, was actually disposed of as per our oversight functions as all members of Parliament, doesn't matter what party we come from, over the executive, that's our role. So I wanted to raise that concern. I think it's a legitimate concern. Also, this committee was then frozen because of issues I want to raise here for a couple of weeks now. Now, we've been unable to do our jobs as members of Parliament. I think that's a shame. And I'd just like to ask that this matter be looked into as to the time and the money of Parliament being essentially not used efficiently and not being used for our primary responsibilities, one of which is to oversight over the executive as members of Parliament, as representatives of the people of South Africa.
Thank you, Honourable Kasim. I'll take Honourable Mashile, followed by Honourable Dombela, followed by Honourable Maduwa, Zana, and Young Blood. Thank you. So, Honourable
Mashile. So, thank you very much, the brand new acting chairperson. I think all what we want to say from my side is that the African National Congress will support you in your position. We will make sure that it gives you the necessary support that is required for you to be able to lead this particular committee. The other thing is that I think, as you have indicated today, that the only item on the agenda was the election of the acting chairperson. I think we must avoid struggling and find ourselves dealing with other matters that were supposed to await your ordinary meetings where they can be dealt with. Because surely from the office of the House Chair, they only know that today you are only electing the acting chairperson and you are not dealing with any other matter. And therefore we have to, as a committee, to exercise some higher level of discipline to make sure that you only deal with the item that the sitting is intended to do. Then the third thing that one wants to indicate as well is that committee members must avoid dealing with matters that relate to specific parties, and they must leave party issues to those relevant parties to deal with them and not make them to be a committee matter. And therefore, as the chairperson, I would just make this particular indication that the item that we came here for today, it has been dealt with. Ordinarily, the meeting should have been adjourned. And await your next committee meeting to deal with the matters. Thank you very much.
No, I'll ask that let us be patient to each other and listen to each other and respond. I'll really respectfully request members to do so. Honorable,
I have completed my input.
Thank you. Honorable Thomas.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you very much, Chair, and I take this opportunity also to congratulate you for taking a hot seat. Chairperson, it's not that we don't have answers or responses to what has been held at us this morning, but I also want to echo the sentiments of Honorable Mashire. But the item for the day has been exhausted, and I wish you could stick to that principle. Maybe the debate that honorable members want us to participate should be left for another day. And we do have answers, we do have responses. Nothing happens in a vacuum, but we'll respond at the appropriate time, but not today. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Damela. Honorable it's Honorable Young Blood, and then followed by Duwaza.
Thank you, Chair. The Honorable Mutumbela said that there will be responses to all these things that have been raised here at some time. I am hoping that the issue of the letters signed by the five members, which you said, or was on you on record saying that you haven't signed, that at some stage we will get an explanation of what happened there and how your signature appeared on that letter asking for or the letter that was against Honourable Causes' chairmanship of the committee. Then maybe you can give us an explanation for yesterday when the two reports came before Parliament and the lack of a report or a speech by somebody to introduce the two reports. Thank you.
Honourable members, for now I do deliberate that everybody speaks, but also there's somewhere where we should come to a conclusion with a very clear understanding that the intention of today is for dealing with the acting chair, and we've done that. What I like by Honorable van der Waals, he said in the next meeting, because she appreciated that today is not for other issues, but I'll allow everybody to speak so that when we come back in the normal sitting, then we can deal with the issue that concerns the portfolios working, not other issues. Honorable Thomas, over to you now.
Thank you so much, Honorable Acting Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I would like to take this opportunity to actually acknowledge the concerns that were raised by Honorable Makausa. My reason for doing that is that he raised a very focusing on the work to ensure that we account to the public. Why I'm saying they've actually proved it yesterday when the other members of the House decided to dissolve the Parliament, where the executives are supposed to account, where the society has said for 5 years these people they must be here and make sure that they charge the work, where the society has actually and the Parliament said we shall give you this entitlement to come in and out and do the job. So for that reason I therefore respect that principle, because it means your principle is very genuine. As the EFF, you don't walk right and talk left. Now, Honourable Acting Chairperson, I prefer that I've been to this committee for quite a long time and I know that this committee has got the program. Can we just add, because that program was adopted and agreed by the committee. Can we go back to our program and do things according to the program? So that at the end of the day, we achieve what Honorable Makaos has said. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dubaza. I'm not too sure whether I will urge members not to be tempted to respond to other members, because that one will delay the meeting, then we'll have an informal discussions that are not supposed to, and I would like us to be clinical as possible and focus to what is before us as an agenda. Can I, is there anything going to happen if I don't point this hand?
Just a correction.
No, okay. If there's a correction, then I have to allow others. Honorable Madope, Honorable Correction, Honorable Van der Waard and Makauser, and I'll close so from there. Then I'll because I haven't finished my sentence, just so that you can conclude this one and the approach. Thank you. Honorable Mazop. Is Mazop the honorable? Okay. Let me just repeat. Honorable Mazop. Honorable Van der Waard, Honorable Makauser, and the last one is Honorable Dombela, then it comes back to me. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think you are a Democrat. But we appreciate that the members have raised their issues. I will propose, because I think Honorable Van der Waard was correct to say that he's raising this issue so that it can be discussed in a formal meeting, not to debate it like, you know, in an informal meeting. Because today, really, the matter was, that was on the table was to elect the acting chairperson. I propose, chairperson, that you close the meeting because you have allowed the members to discuss, despite the fact that the only item that was on the agenda was the election of the acting chairperson. And the matter that the colleagues have raised can find its expression in the formal meeting, as Honorable Van der Waard has indicated.
Thank you, ma'am. Honorable Van der Waard, over to you, ma'am.
Yes, Chair, just a correction or two. First of all, when this is a transparent government in totality, so if you elect a chair or an acting chairperson, every individual has the right. You don't come here, nominate, second, accept, goodbye. Every person here has the right to say. I can actually say I don't like your nomination if I wanted to. So you did the right thing in allowing us to speak. You cannot come and elect and go. That's not transparent, and this is South Africa. And then, Chair, the other correction is that Honourable Dubazana, I must remember this. What she's trying to tell this committee now is that there's a fixed program and you cannot change it. What we have raised today will come back to this committee, whether it's on the program written already or not.
All those issues come here, ma'am. We will amend our program. So, Chair, that's the corrections I wanted to make. And let's keep it transparent and as hardworking as we've always done in this committee and do the right things.
Okay, Honorable Makaos.
Thank you, Chairperson. And also, I would like to thank you for allowing us as members of this committee to speak, even though the agenda point was only one from your party to elect the chairperson, of which I've pointed out outrightly that as the EFF, it really doesn't matter who chairs this portfolio committee because you are the ruling party. But the ruling party can't come here and bulldoze us and want the committee to just elect, endorse and go. We've got a constitutional mandate as members of parliament and members of this committee to discuss whatever that we want to discuss because we are members of this committee. We are not visitors here. So we cannot be told here what to say and what not to say. If party politics are actually disrupting work of committee and parliament, we are going to mention it here, in this parliament and in this committee. And none of you from the majority party can actually tell us what to say and what not to say. My point is that members of this committee have a right to say whatever that they want to say, as long as it relates to the work of this portfolio committee. I thank you again for allowing us to speak as members of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dombela. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chairperson. The sentiments that Honorable Makausi is expressing is reciprocal. No one will also tell us what to do. It's just the same. That's not a matter of how big or how small you are. It's a matter of principle. How do you run your meetings? You cannot just throw items the way you like. You just wake up and think, no, today I'm going to sponsor an item, then it should be like that because you happen to be a smaller party or you happen to be a party of a different shape. It doesn't work that way. So we should stick to the principle and how meetings are run. We should also stick to the decorum of our committees. That is the principle. The other thing, Chair, I just want to make a small correction to what Honorable Youngblood has said. I am not saying we will respond to the dictates of what she wants. I am saying we will respond to the dictates of what has been said or what we feel we need to respond to. It's not going to be dictated to us, you do item 1, 2, 3, 4. And I just also want to raise an issue here that you'd remember that we dealt with an issue of the IFMS, which preceded the issue of Minister Mtambi. It should also come back. And I think it is even more important than that one. So I'm just saying, let us not be selective in what we want to deal with because we have particular interests. It shouldn't be like that. And Chairperson, lastly, when the Secretary took over, he made mention of the fact that we should elect the acting chair until the chairperson has been appointed. So I thought that the process went on the basis of that. But I just wanted to make an emphasis that I want to suggest that the acting chairperson be elected until the real chairperson. Is it the real chairperson?
No, until the chair
is appointed. Oh, okay. Until the chair is appointed.
On the latter part, I think that was an understanding because administrative it won't work. I think that one, everybody, without looking at the facial expression, I think all of us will concur in that one. Okay. So I have listened to all of us. I say collectively, I normally use collective when I speak, our comments. I will, in preparation for our next meeting, what I'm going to do as an acting chair, I will have a meeting with the house chair, Honorable Floric, because in terms of the issues of the 15 also, I should know where they are and also procedural and all those things, so that whenever we engage and take decisions are within the parameters and the laws and the prescript of parliament in terms of its working, without putting emotions on that one. And also so that I also be guided on issues of political
political of its nature and PC of its nature issues that should be discussed so that we can just separate those two. And I'm not picking up any matter that has been raised that is political or not political or parliamentary work or not, but I'm just saying that probably it would be fair from my side to say I will do that, then we will come back as a committee, as a proposal as to how to manage those issues in terms of the workings of the portfolio committee. Two that I would like to say is that all of us were aware that we are 3 weeks behind in terms of our program. That means that we need to work a little bit more than one meeting a week. In 2 weeks' time, we're going for recess. Those are the things that we need also to say, how do we manage it? I'll seek also advice from Honorable Florica because I know we can also request or apply for permission to sit for the first week of recess as well. So I'm raising that to alarm the members that we might not necessarily have time also to come back and agree on the dates, but the program will stay as it is. And the other issues that have been raised by Honorable Dombela, also when we come back in our next meeting, which is to be a standing rule, a procedure, must call it, is the tracking system, because those issues are there. It's just that we're not teaching them how far they are and all those things, so that at least we keep track on other issues than just doing the compliance issue of the portfolio committee as it were. That will be from my side. Before I close the meeting, may I take this opportunity to welcome and once more introduce our new member, permanent member, Honorable Khosa. You are mostly welcome, sir. Thank you. We hope you enjoy the administration. We are not dealing with money here, we are dealing with the administration that makes government tick, actually. That's the most important committee that, from where I'm seated. Let me also welcome Honorable Raida. You'll have me in terms of pronunciation. For now, I'll use my English South African pronunciation. Raida, you're mostly welcome, sir. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's just that we're dealing with a back office work, but we do work in this committee, and I'm sure you're going to have a quality time with us. With that, Honorable Members, may I take this opportunity to thank you in terms of the program. Revised programming, ensuring our work, we'll see it in our systems, in our computers and emails. And with that, may you enjoy the rest of the week. May God bless all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Administration.
Last one.